You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Yes, that's right. We are now joined by Tracy Martin of New Zealand First. Tracy, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So this week on The Wire, our election coverage focus has been health. So let's jump straight into it. New Zealand First's website acknowledges that current funding for the public health system is insufficient and poorly allocated. But in the way that so many parties have put a number on the amount that will be invested into the public health system, New Zealand First kind of falls short a little bit. Is there a figure you can put on this?
No, there's not a figure I can put on this because unlike some of the other parties, I suppose we've decided that we actually want to go to the sector and talk to the health sector and say, okay, we know you're underfunded. Give us your numbers. Give us where those spends need to be. We want to tag some funding to make sure, for example, that when we provide mental health funding to a DHB that they actually spend it on mental health, because to date they've that's one of the areas where they've underspent in mental health and then used it to sort of suck up into other spaces. And mental health has been under-supported. So, no, we haven't. We're waiting to actually speak to the sector about it.
Would you say health as an election issue is a priority for New Zealand First?
I think the sort of four big major areas that are a priority for New Zealanders and therefore a priority for New Zealand First, one of those is health. I mean, the other is housing, then it's education, then it's employment. The basic four tenets upon which we build a in an honest and decent society. So certainly health is a major election issue for New Zealand First.
But if you can't realistically tell voters how much you'll be investing into the systems that affect them, then is it really one of your top four priorities?
Well, that's an interesting way to put it. So I've just said to you that we believe it's such a priority that we don't believe that people down in Wellington should just decide what it is that the health sector needs, that we want to have that conversation with the health sector. From a standpoint that we know that they are underfunded, we want them to identify and tell us where is it that you need this funding, what is the level of funding that you actually need, and then let's work together and make sure that happens.
Right, so despite having that priority, you haven't finalised an official health policy and it's not going to be available before the 2017 general election. Is that right?
There's official health policy all over our website. I don't understand your statement. What you're saying is that we haven't given you a dollar figure. That's what you're saying. So we've put policy, there's masses of policy on our website. We've got the disability policy. We've got the inclusive education policy. Well, let's just take inclusive education, which part of that comes out of the Ministry of Education and also comes out of some of our DHBs. We don't know how many dollars you could put on that, because what Catherine De La Hunte's initiated an inquiry at the Education Science Select Committee showed us was the government hasn't been collecting data on the need. So how could I put a figure on what is the amount that we need to support children who require inclusive education support if the government hasn't collected that data?
Okay, and New Zealand First also pledged to increase options for treatment with the community rather than a medical view of services. Can you tell me more about this?
Well, actually, no, I can't. Not in a great deal of detail, because I'm not the health spokesperson. That would be Barbara Stewart and Rhea Bond. But what I think, I can give you a generalised impression of that is that we want to get services as close to the ground as possible. So it's as close to the communities as we can get them, particularly, I suppose, around mental health and around early prevention of health issues. So some of that is around making sure that we provide greater provision, say, inside our schools for mental health services, greater access for our young people and teenagers towards in rural areas to GPs and dental health, those sort of things.
And Leader Winston Peters has also promoted the need for more Kiwi men to have their prostate health checked. He's been quite a vocal advocate for this as well, highlighting the appalling figures where about 3,000 men in New Zealand being diagnosed with cancer every year and the kind of toxic masculinity which stops men from getting checked. It's mentioned briefly on the New Zealand First website. Can you tell me a little bit more about this as well?
Well, only that we need to, I mean, I spoke about this on backbenches as well and during Prostate Cancer Week about a year ago. I mean, this is something we have got to get men to get past what is this what appears to be a level of embarrassment to go and have their prostate checked. So from a New Zealand First perspective, we want to run, make sure that we run another campaign, again, probably as close to the ground as we can get it, to encourage men to get past that barrier. I mean, women go for cervical smears every single year. They get rung up by their doctors and or sent a letter by their GP professionals and said, now's the time to come and have, you know, a breast cancer check and a cervical smear. Now, we want men to get that same sort of support, that same sort of reminder, and we want them to go for those checks.
Right. Moving on, New Zealand First candidate Kim Colony made an interesting announcement at a Meet the Candidates event over the shore on Monday, vowing to remove the Treaty of Waitangi from law. Now, it's no secret New Zealand First faces claims of racism or xenophobia or whatever else on a regular basis. What do you make of Colony's announcement? Is this official party stance?
No, she's wrong. She's very wrong. And the party secretary was actually at that public meeting, and the moment she stepped off the stage, she was spoken to severely, and the Right Honourable Winston Peters has gone out in the media and said she was wrong. So what's happened is there is one reference in the 2014 manifesto to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. It's under the Resource Management Act section of the manifesto, and it reads as follows: repeal clause 8 of section 2 and remove reference to the principles of Treaty of Waitangi from this legislation, because we note here that in part 2 of the RMA there is reference is made under clause 6E to Māori and their culture and traditions in relation to matters of national importance, and in clause 7A in regard to kaitiakitanga under other matters, that those issues of most importance to Māori are addressed. So that's the single reference to removing the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi from any area of our 2014 manifesto. So unfortunately, Kim is a new candidate, mm-hmm. and she obviously did not do her homework as well as she should have, and she's misrepresented New Zealand First policy.
Do you think her proposal was racist?
I think her proposal was wrong. It does not represent the policy of New Zealand First.
But you wouldn't go so far as to label it racist?
Why would I do that to another human being? She's wrong.
But
she
why
did not represent? She did not represent New Zealand First policy.
But why is it wrong then?
Because it doesn't represent New Zealand First policy, and that's what she was supposed to be articulating.
I mean, she also adopted the "We Want Kiwi, Not Iwi" line, popularised by Don Brash.
Yeah. And again, that is not New Zealand First policy. That is, she did not articulate New Zealand First policy, and she has been spoken to about that. And the Right Honourable Winston Peters has gone into the press and said exactly that.
I believe he laughed it off by saying that's why she was number 38 on the list.
I think you'll find that he put out an actual official statement, and then in an interview when this was going on, he was asked a question and that was a response. I didn't see that interview, so I'll have to take your word for that.
She also mentioned something about being New Zealand First being the first to present this kind of colourblind policy. Can you comment on that?
Well, the Right Honourable Winston Peters has always said, and New Zealand First bases its policy on need, right? So we've always said that you can't have two nations inside of one nation. You can't have people treated differently under the law. So we want equal citizens before the law. And that means that regardless of gender, regardless of cultural background, we want to make sure that all New Zealanders thrive.
Tracy, thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party, The Wire.
Yes, that was indeed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.